Live from the Mountain West Conference Media Day at Circa Las Vegas, it's Cofield and Company.
5 o'clock hours here. It's Cofield and Company, Circa Las Vegas.
I think it's just us in San Diego. Their sports radio station. Wrapping it up.
Boise's got a delayed flight, so they're here.
Well, they're here, but they're not on the air.
So it's really just us, because Boise and San Diego State don't count.
They didn't on this show this week.
No.
Only conversation I did with anyone from the Disloyal Five was Jay Norvell, and we'll have that tomorrow, because I like Jay Norvell. I'm not saying I don't like the other coaches, but I don't really need to spend much time on schools or with schools that are leaving the conference.
I'm just glad New Mexico's staying.
My God, you are. We'll get to that highlight. We will have a full Dan Mullen conversation posted after the show. He was on with us for about 15 minutes. Really good conversation yesterday with Eric Harper as well. We'll get that up on YouTube, Cofield and Company, and also, well, not TikTok, but it'll be on YouTube. Shorts will be up on TikTok.
I had one of those weird interactions with Harp today.
Well, so many of your interactions are weird.
I know, but it was – so he – you know, he's a professional. He's a big wig over the school. So I feel like he should be more formal. But he was actually talking to somebody you know that I went to college with that's somewhat of a figure here in the Mountain West Conference.
Sure.
And so they were talking to each other. And so I'm walking by, and I went fist bump to my friend, who I've known, you know, for 30 years. And then I changed it to a handshake.
There we go.
For Harp, and then he went to fist bump. And then he switched and I switched.
So what I wound up being, who had the hand out? Who had the handshake?
Fist bumping and then shaking. And he's just staring at me like, what an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know.
That's your responsibility.
Of course.
I thought we ironed this out 5 years ago.
I thought so,
COVID
too.
Ended it. It's all fist bump.
I would agree, but I feel like when you're showing deference and, like, respect to somebody that you're supposed to handshake. But apparently we're on a fist bumping level now.
I shook a couple hands, and then I remembered, I'm like, I stopped shaking hands, especially with football people. Because I love giant
grip.
Mitts.
Yeah.
No one did like the power grip.
I have a feeling.
Did you get power grips?
No, but I think there's. I have some suspects in mind.
It was not Jason Eck.
Okay.
Well, regular
guy. No, he's a regular guy. Like he's,
my God.
He's just hugs and for fun.
For you, you better hope he has like a great 5-year run.
God, I hope so.
Has a lot of success and then moves on. Because you are smitten. I've never seen you like this.
I actually did hear a story about Coach Eck meeting somebody in the community, and the person said, yeah, I don't really need to know. You're going to be gone in 2 years anyway. They all are. And Coach goes, not me, buddy. I'm here. Like, okay.
Wait, was the person saying succeed and you're going to leave or you're going to fail?
You're going to get fired.
And
like
he
all
just took it in stride?
He's like, not me, buddy. Like, okay.
Ah, it's great.
Yeah. I did a lot of research on Coach. Yeah. He's my guy.
Do you have some sort of Sunday special coming up on New Mexico football?
I should. It was more just out of curiosity for myself.
Every other column this football season. Some strange fascination with the New Mexico football coach.
Go Lobos.
Well, you said you really gravitated to
him
because...
How about this? My dad lives in New Mexico. I've never gone before.
Are you going to go now? You might be down all
Would
the time.
Would it be bad if I go to New Mexico and just watch a game and not visit my dad.
And your dad does not live in Albuquerque. You're going to make him drive to Albuquerque. Hey, you want to go see a game together?
I'm not even going
to
tell him I'm there. I'm here to see Coach Eck.
But one of the reasons you connected with him is that you are one of those people who is clearly not cool wearing a jacket.
No.
And it always looks like, you know, big guy in a little jacket. I like wearing them.
Actually, a jacket's too big. It's ridiculous.
And that's the other thing. It's my jacket. We have one jacket.
Well, the one that I like to wear the most. I have several.
Do you think Eck has more than one jacket?
No.
Do you think he has more than one tie?
I think he was mad that he had to have a suit on today.
He didn't have to.
I think they probably told him.
You know what? Actually, the New Mexico – I thought this was really cool. The New Mexico football representatives, the players yesterday, both had suits. Well, they had jackets on. Both had ties. I thought that was good.
There's no way that came from him.
Right?
What if he's like strict disciplinarian?
Someone above was like, you guys are all wearing jackets. Like, come on. I mean, yeah, guys. It's a good look.
It's fascinating. Since we're just spiraling, you did see that the players in the NHL fought against the dress code?
No, what happened? What was the dress code?
The NHL extended the season 2 games.
Okay.
And the players are like, okay, we'll play two extra games.
That's
a
trade?
We're not wearing suits.
What's their rule?
I believe the rule right now is teams are allowed to enforce a dress code, and all of them do. They have to wear suits to games, home and road. It is a pretty strict dress code. The new rule is that teams are no longer allowed to implement the dress code.
Oh, wow.
Well, and they are playing two extra games.
That was a trade. that was the only thing?
A couple other things that were involved.
We're not worried about the money.
They took two preseason games off.
No suits.
But that was not, yeah.
Who you talked to the Golden Knights about stuff like this?
Sure.
Was there a person who was like, yeah?
No, and I actually wouldn't be. I wouldn't be completely shocked if it's a player imposed. If the Golden Knights maybe go back to it.
Oh, really?
But the team can't tell them. I think the players would have to do it. I wouldn't be completely shocked by that. I do know. I've talked to other people in the league that were like, just wear a suit. Like, what are we doing? But I'm with it. Why? Don't sweat to go to the game. You're there to play a game.
I love in the WNBA that there are several players who are like, I'm not doing the stupid makeup and dress up like a model thing. If Sophie Cunningham wants to do it, if Angel Reese wants to do it, they can do it. But in the case of Caitlin Clark, she's like, that's not what I wear. No. I mean, Asia Wilson's like, F this. I'm wearing a white t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here to play basketball, and we suck. They don't suck, but like no. She says that all the time. They're really frustrated, and she's like, "All right, it's serious time. White t-shirt night. We're here to play basketball, not
it's not, play not dress walk up. The runway."
I don't mind it.
I think it's one more year under the old rules, though.
I think you should have the freedom to do what you want,
Unless
you play in a league run by Don David Sternio, who thought that was clearly the problem with the league. It was the guys wearing Uggs and
the only issue
their pants low.
The most pressing issue.
Seem to target certain demos, too. Yeah. Thanks, Don David.
Like the old, I don't know why I always
he's not going to be here for long.
Why I always think of this as the be-all, end-all of just obviously targeted dress codes. But the Power and Light District in Kansas City was like a famous one to me.
What is that?
They like implemented a dress code that clearly was like, we want whites here.
What was the dress code?
I have to look back. It was from a few years ago. We did this. We definitely did the story on the show.
Probably did. You'd be screwed. Well, I don't know how much of your FUBU stuff you have anymore. It seems kind of old now. Which was always great.
Was producing the show?
Which was always great that you wore that.
Of course.
Giant white with for us, by us.
I'm trying to look at. We definitely did the story on the show. And I think we even had some of our Kansas City friends on to talk about it.
Are we sure Kendrick Lamar wasn't singing about you? Not like us?
I know who he was singing about. It's pretty clear.
We all do. That was a joke. It was a bad joke, but we all do.
It's best at the Power and Light District to dress nicely and avoid overly casual attire like backward hats, sagging pants. Okay.
Backwards hats?
Yeah.
That is the outfit of the 50-plus-year-old balding white.
Sure. Now it is.
They're not allowed to wear it, right?
This is like 10 years ago.
Do you think I like looking at myself on camera? And every time I dip down, and I'm like, freaking bald spot. That's what the backwards hat is for. It's cash. Even if Cowherd doesn't like it on NFL quarterbacks.
Luckily, they have loosened regulations over time.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. How about having customers? That always helps, right?
I think so.
In this economy, you may want to have people actually come out. Okay, so I mentioned jokes. Mine was bad. I didn't have super high hopes for Shane Gillis. I kind of getting after him, and they're like, he's not going to be Norm MacDonald. Okay, like, no one is. It's
Hold
a different
on, wait,
sort of style.
On. You didn't have super high hopes for Shane Gillis.
I thought he'd be solid, but I didn't want to overhype it. I know you love him. I know you love the show Tires. You do know I love his
podcast.
I really like some of his impressions.
Sure.
So he's very good, especially at some wrestling impressions. He actually does a very good Trump.
Yeah.
He's doing more of it, too, I feel like, recently.
Maybe
I'm seeing more videos.
Probably.
Maybe it's my algo.
Yeah, probably. His stand-up specials are great, too.
So the ESPYs last night, you know what, I have no – did the ESPYs, did they just tape it and then they're going to air it, or was it
on? No, it's live.
Okay, I didn't watch it. Sorry. But someone did, and someone recorded it, and we had some of the jokes. I mean, it's on over-the-air TV.
Yeah.
Griffin, you cut this up. Was there anything – like, there was no beeps or anything, right? We didn't have to edit this.
You know, I really thought I was going to be all morning – beeping out things, but no. No, Shane Gillis kept it clean. Kept all it right. funny, too.
I'm not going to intro any of this. We're just going to play it. So here we go. Shane Gillis, ESPYs, line number one.
Donald Trump wants to stage a UFC fight on the White House lawn. The last time he staged a fight in D.C., Mike Pence almost died. All right. You don't have to do that. It was fine. I didn't write it. Actually, there was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but as it got deleted. Must have probably deleted itself, right? Probably never existed, actually. Let's move on as a country and ignore that.
All right. Crowd seemed hesitant at the beginning, and then
that is the most they laughed in the entire night, I think.
Oh no.
Yeah.
He got the cold shoulder.
Yeah.
Why aren't rich famous people lovers of comedy? Why can't they laugh?
It's interesting.
Stuck up.
I feel
stiff.
Like I do want to blame
it's not all rich
people. I do want to blame the ESPYs crowd because we've seen that before where there's good monologues where they won't laugh because they don't want to be made fun of. I feel like you can partly blame it, but there's also something about him when he does venues that aren't his crowd. I think they're a little confused by him in a way. And I reference that because he was awesome on Saturday Night Live both times. The episodes were great. But his monologues, like, even though they were tremendous, like, didn't pop.
Really?
And I think it's just that it's not his crowd necessarily. Like, his crowd always obviously goes nuts for what he does, but I think there is like a little confusion when it's not his people.
More Shane Gillis, ESPYs.
Shador Sanders had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father, and it's not. It's because he went 13-12 over his career, and he almost won the Alamo Bowl.
I mean, that's just a good joke.
It's funny, but you could just tell the crowd's just like. We don't know. Here's the key. He actually knows sports.
Yeah.
So he can go pretty deep.
Played sports, by the way.
Big guy.
Signed at Army out of high school. Quit before the first game.
Oops.
And then finished his career. Played the last couple years at Elon in 1AA in the
FCS. What'd he play?
Played offensive line. He claims to be the worst offensive lineman in Elon history. Okay. I don't know if that's true. But he wasn't great.
By the way, is it my dream or your dream to interview him on the show and do offensive line stories? Because I love bringing it up.
Oh,
and then you, the self-deprecating between the two of you.
Yeah, it would be awesome.
The dancing bear with the freaking rec specs, Adam Hill, that fogged up, couldn't see, didn't know what the hell was going on, also had no aggression.
He often,
I don't want to hit someone. Well, they're going
to
hit you.
He talks about he had to win his teammates over through drinking. He was like, it's not going to be through my play.
Right.
I'm not going to inspire anybody or be like a leader. He's like, I can drink a lot. I guess I can be impressive that way.
Let's go, Shane.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I get some WNBA?
4-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players.
Wow.
So
wow, the crowd. They won't laugh, but they're so easily influenced.
It's
a WNBA player. We have to clap. Not one person was like, who?
Yeah, I told you this off the air, but for me, as you know, like I said, I follow pretty much everything he does. That was his close friend and podcast partner, Matt McCusker's wife. So he said, you know, Brittany Hicks is here, and they show the wife of Matt McCusker. And everybody's like, yeah, good for you. We don't know. They were confused.
As you were watching, did you yell something out to someone?
Right away, I was like, that's Matt McCusker's wife.
And then everyone's like, what?
I thought the camera had just showed the wrong person. I was like, oh, no, wait. This is the joke that he's pointing her out. So, for me, it was a little bit weird, kind of surreal. Like, oh, yeah, I already know who that person is. I'm sure 99.9% of the audience is like, I have no idea who this person is.
Shane Gillis trying to make people who don't laugh normally laugh at the ESPYs. I think next up was my guy, A-Rodg.
Aaron Rodgers did not take the vaccine because he predicted it would be bad for him. And then he joined the New York Jets.
I mean, it's short and sweet. Even as a Jets fan, I can laugh.
It's good. Easy is good. Simple joke.
They laughed.
Which it worked.
Might say that.
Well, it's just anti-Aaron Rodgers.
That's what it is.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
In large numbers, like, yeah, we don't like that guy. Let's all laugh.
He could have said anything about him. Just say something bad about him. People will laugh.
No one really likes Jake Paul, right? Let's see what he said here.
Sugar Ray Leonard's here. Hell yeah. Sugar Ray, you're the man. But what, in 10 years, Jake Paul is going to try to knock you out. So take it easy.
What did Sugar Ray do?
It's so funny.
Was he there?
I don't remember seeing his face. I don't know what it looked like. I'm sure he wasn't.
He had a laugh.
I'm sure he was just like,
There's a little chuckle. There's a little chuckle there.
Jake Paul is.
Has Jake Paul released a statement that he's suing Shane Gillis?
Oh, God.
He issued a challenge to Sugar Ray.
I'm sure it's coming.
Don't suggest my fights aren't real or that I don't fight real opponents. Well, he wasn't. He was. Well, that's the real opponents thing for sure.
Sugar Ray is, what is he in 10 years? 74?
I would think even older.
He might be older. That one hits.
It's not that far off from Tyson.
I want more of this. Keep going.
Shohei is a once-in-a-generation talent. No one's been able to do what he does at so many positions, pitcher, hitter, and bookie. A bookie is what Bill Belichick reads to his girlfriend before bedtime. They do. They read The Very Horny Caterpillar, The Little Engine That Could But Needed a Pill First, and of course, the classic Goodnight Boobs.
Oh, my God. It's good. Hey, but is he lying that he didn't write these?
He had other writers, too.
Okay. Like friends, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Matt McCusker was one. I think that's why he was there. He was writing on it.
Griffin, do we need to play? Is this the same bite we played earlier, fake WNBA Brittany Hicks?
It is, but we have another WNBA joke, if you'd like.
Yes, fire.
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark, she and I have a lot in common. We're both whites from the Midwest who have nailed a bunch of threes. When Caitlin Clark retires from the WNBA, she's going to work at a Waffle House so she can continue doing what she loves most, fist fighting black women.
They laughed at that. They laughed at that.
They don't like Caitlin Clark either.
Wow. That is a real indictment.
This country is
turning on Caitlin Clark. Yeah. Wow.
Fun little tidbit on that joke. That person, that laugh you hear, that was actually Drewski, comedian Drewski, in the crowd. Actually, afterwards, he even Shane Gillis on stage goes, oh, who's laughing? Drewski? Oh, okay, yeah, Drewski, yeah.
Do we have more Belichick material, or can we skip ahead to Max Crosby and Kat? You pick.
Max Crosby is here. Max, I hope you had a good Juneteenth, brother.
Why is Adam laughing so hard?
What does
Shane Gillis know about Max Crosby?
No comment.
Did Max have a rant on Juneteenth, or is this like Max in general? Max is an N-bomb dropper. Or at least
there's a strong debate.
Okay. Too deep to explain on the air?
I'd rather not.
With local hometown hero who you may have to see soon.
I'd rather not.
And have a rapport with.
Rather not say.
I can only imagine where he's going to go with Karl Anthony Towns.
The New York Knicks had a great season. Yeah, hell yeah. Karl Anthony Towns is here. Hey, girl.
Wow.
I honestly can't believe he did it.
That's a good one.
I can't believe he did that.
Kat was there?
Yeah, it was. Look, so.
He knows by now. It's been, well, I mean, Arenas like freaking annihilated him.
Yeah.
He's got it. He must have cut that out of his vernacular.
It is still an internet thing.
Yeah.
The zestiness. Right, like it's the zesty Karl Anthony Towns is still, I thought, a very, very much online thing that wasn't really crossing over to the mainstream. He brought it out there. Also, the Max Crosby thing. Good Lord. I thought that was buried deep on the internet.
Let's go back to what I said about 12 minutes ago when people were like, he's no Norm MacDonald. I mean, he did some stuff there that made people feel a little bit uncomfortable. Yeah. He went places.
Yeah, he did.
That was nice. More coming up on what Dan Mullen talked about with us today a little earlier in the show. Again, you can go check right after the show. Our archives up at lbsportsnetwork.com. Video content on YouTube. Just search Cofield and Company. We also have to get into best and worst dressed at the ESPYs. And I have to bring it up again. The most ridiculous interview I've seen in a long time. On the ESPYs red carpet involving an MMA star.
Now back to Mountain West Conference Media Day with Cofield and Company. on ESPN Las Vegas.
Adam Hill is here. Adam, when are the Raiders on the field next week?
Wednesday.
Okay. NFL news starting to come out. So TJ Watt did sign the extension, so he'll be back with the Steelers. 3 years, $123 million added onto his current deal. $108 guaranteed?
Yeah.
You say it should have been $123.
Yeah.
Pretty damn close to the whole thing guaranteed.
Get it all.
Update in on Anthony Richardson. Sounds like he will be okay for the season. That he didn't destroy, what was it, a shoulder? They were really fearful that he might have jacked up his shoulder again. Is there really going to be an intense quarterback battle between Richardson and Danny Dimes?
I think there will be. I mean, I think obviously the team has a vested interest in Richardson and, you know, investing a high draft pick in him. And I think Daniel Jones has been what he has been. I think the ceiling is certainly higher for Richardson, but just haven't seen the consistency yet. So I do think there's going to be a competition if he's healthy.
Other moves today. I mentioned TJ Watt being signed. Adam, you're familiar with this, although my reference is not going to be necessarily to you. When you get to my age, right, sometimes you go to the doctors and you're fearing potentially the worst news, right? So I probably shouldn't talk about this on the air, but the SO had one of those days.
Oh, boy.
Right? The significant other. She had to go to the doctor and just texting back and forth with her, like, okay, well, tell me when you're out and, you know, you get some confirmation on what's going on. I don't get a text back on any medical condition or update. The first thing I get back on text is, oh, my God, Mike Williams retired.
Wait, what?
Yes. Huh. She's a Chargers fan, as I mentioned. She was very upset that Mike Williams is going to walk. I'm like, how about the other stuff? Can you give me an update on that? So, yeah. I'm not saying every Charger fan is like her, but for Raiders fans who are like, there are no Charger fans, no, I live with one. Trust me. It was good news, by the way. Not my.
I don't think it's good news.
Her, Williams retire. Her stuff. No, that's not good news. She's very upset about it. But
actually,
she did think it might open the door for Keenan Allen return.
Put in a.
Ooh, she can have him.
Put in a free agency bid on Mike Williams last night.
Which league? Oh, one was your deadline?
One that you're not in.
I was talking to someone you are in a league with, and they said, hey, remind Adam there's a deadline today, I think.
There is.
Well, there you go. I just reminded you. Did you miss it?
No.
Was that the request?
No, I've been on it. I was on it all night.
I told him a couple days ago, the person we both know, I was like, Adam knows when the deadline is. Trust me.
Yeah.
It's fantasy football. He's in a billion leagues, but he knows all the rules and the deadlines.
Yeah. It's you keep everyone except for, you know, guys whose contracts have ended. So then you have to do off-season bidding for free agents, and there's, like, nobody there because everybody keeps, like, 22 players.
Right.
Mike Williams is out there. I was like, oh, you know what? He might actually do something. Throwing a bid for him? Not a good idea.
Back to the SO for a second. I'll tell you who she got really worked up about, and, man, I couldn't get her to stop, like, just cursing out someone. Raiders fans still use any Charger-related news. They still go back to the well with the same material. What's the material they hold over Chargers fans' heads?
I feel like there's a lot, but
no Super Bowl wins.
Oh, sure.
So JTTB, who of course is on Raider Nation Radio, threw out the whole thing about no Super Bowl wins, and I'm like, it's 40 years. I mean, they do have three.
Yeah.
That is something to be proud of.
It's been a long time.
It's going on 44 years.
Well, I have a...
That'd be me, like me, and this is, I'm not even going to do the joke. I was going to try to compare the school I went to, Rutgers, to say, like, a recent power. Like, Creighton basketball has been really good. So I wouldn't sit here and go, oh, 1976, Rutgers Final Four. It's 50 years ago.
I have a friend that's a Minnesota alum that always talks about their national championships, which I think were in, like, 1909.
Stop!
Yeah.
Not the 1909 part. They do not do that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll cut it out, please.
National champs. Okay, those
Raiders
three
fans.
Teams.
The Chargers simply had and the fans were very fired up. They're going to go back to some of their old uniforms. It's like, relax.
I do have a friend who was in town this weekend who's a Viking or a Broncos fan who, like, anytime any subject comes about the Raiders, he's like, 40 years. It's like, okay. have won a title in 40 years. Like, all right, I don't. First of all, I don't care.
I mean, in a way, I kind of like it that the AFC West has these rivalries and fans still care. But I would think there's a lot of fans around the division who are like, oh, Rashee Rice, huh? Okay, let's go. I almost called him Tags. Let's go, Goodell. What is Goodell going to do here? Because Rashee Rice finally had his day in court, sentenced to 30 days in jail, 5 years probation for that multi-car crash. The NFL is now going to come down with something, right?
Yeah, I would think so. It's six games, right? Every single penalty.
I knew you were going to go to that.
I think that's what it is.
Do you want to explain your 6 years joke? Is it now from 2015?
I think it's way before that.
And your rant was possibly the most accurate rant in the history of all sports talk.
Yeah. The NFL had come out basically, you know, there was all these different penalties and all these different cases, and there was no standard of anything. And the NFL basically just came out and said, everything's six games. That's how we're going to handle it going forward. Everything is six games. If you're arrested, it's six games. If you're convicted, it's six, whatever it is, it's six games. And we said at the time that was the dumbest thing that had ever been announced because there was no way that was true. There was no way that was going to happen. It was preposterous at the time, and yep, it remains preposterous now. It's not going to be six games because there is no uniform decision. There is no
case
uniform
by case
code. It's case by case. It's always going to be case by case. That never made any sense, where, like, murder is the same as shoplifting. Six games. Okay. No, it's not. And by the way, I do have to apologize to Minnesota. Their national championships were 1936, 1940, 41, and 60.
They're still bragging about 1960.
Still bragging about them, sure.
Headline, severe penalties for domestic violence. August 28th, 2014.
Oh, you're 1 year off. That's close.
It has never applied.
Never.
Just, it's going to be a blanket six-game suspension for domestic violence-related incidents.
No, it's not.
Rashee Rice, my guess, is not getting six games.
No, I don't think so.
Four?
It might be four. I would think maybe one or two.
There's been a lot of people touting, you know, the Chiefs' improvement this year, and I'm not talking about the regular season. Although, if they 15-2 was a weird 15-2 because they had a lot of close games. They won all of them. But part of the enthusiasm, like, hey, watch out for the Chiefs, now they actually have all their receivers back. I didn't hear many people mention Rashee Rice having to serve more time.
Six games.
It's not going to be six games.
That's what it is. That's what the rules are.
Do we know that the jail part of it? Has he, was it time served? Does he actually have to go for 30 days?
I was wondering, well, first of all, it's not, for 30-day sentence, it's not 30 days. It's like, whatever, 16 or what?
Why, because
like
of good behavior?
52% or whatever they end up serving. I don't know. I mean, because if he does have to go serve it now, that would seem to be. Now, they'll probably, appeal it and then do it after the season. I guess that's probably how that works usually.
Why?
I mean, if I was
do it during the season, work release.
Every Tuesday? The Tuesday's the off day, so you just serve every Tuesday. That ends up being like 16,
for 30 weeks?
Sure. No, like 16 or 17 weeks.
16 or, I forgot, you're right.
Yeah.
Good behavior. If he behaves.
That's how I would do it.
If he behaves.
Well, if he doesn't, then six more games.
So 30 days in jail, Rashee Rice, 5 years probation, had the accident when he was driving 119 miles an hour and caused a crash with some injuries.
Well, that was in Texas, right?
It was in Dallas.
So if he's going to serve it, if he's going to serve it during the season, he's going to have to fly to Texas every Tuesday.
I gaffed earlier in the show. I forgot that I barely talked to Dan Mullen. I talked to him here and there, but he doesn't really know me yet. And not that he may never understand, but he hasn't done a lot of live radio spots with me.
I talked to him three times today, so I'm sure he knows.
Well, you talked to him off the air, right?
Yeah.
But I am sarcastic. And I did ask him for $50.
Give you a look.
And he really bought that I was being serious.
Well, I think he thought you were referencing that's how recruiting goes.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what I think he was like, that's not, it's like, oh, okay. Because he was okay with, he understood what you were saying, but I think he thought you were making an accusation that's like the recruiting is just like, give me money.
Oh, no, yeah. I quickly pivoted to, you know, what's it like for him to go out and ask wealthy people in town for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, and that is part of being a college football coach now.
Not something I could do.
You would never do it.
No.
I would never do it. We don't ask for free dinners.
No.
I barely ask for comps. And I'm not saying I'm a bigwig, but every once in a while, I say it to you because they like you. You're likable. I'm not.
Sure.
But I know people have told you over the years, hey, you know what? You want to come in for dinner?
Yeah,
come on. No. And you're like, I will never ask.
It's just uncomfortable.
Well, I think you're most uncomfortable with it's the not taking. It's you feel like you're then going to owe them. Like, what are you going to ask for? It's not like the whole Christmas thing for you?
I mean, that's part of it. For sure. Not even owe, though. You just, like, you just feel guilty.
Guilty, yeah.
And you're just like, I mean, you don't have to do that for me. Do it for somebody else. And then we've talked about the other thing, which is not, it's not a problem. It's just, then you're like, I feel like I should pay the entire actual amount as a tip.
Yep.
You're like, I appreciate you giving me a comp to a restaurant I couldn't afford to eat at, but now I feel like I should tip whatever the full amount would be, and I can't afford that.
Right.
And if you're like, well, don't go there then. Yeah, I don't want, yes, I don't want to.
Would you feel comfortable asking Mike Palm, but more importantly, Derek Stevens for Barry's, for the both of us? And then if it runs like $300, I will not allow you to leave $300. We can leave $150.
Yeah, they've both offered.
Okay.
I won't do that.
Why? Do it for me.
No. First of all, then I have to go to dinner with you.
That's a good point. That's not very attractive.
Sounds terrible.
I think the last
I actually have a big night anyway.
I think the last time we actually broke bread might have been at the T-Bird that I drove by the other day on the south side of town, which is now, I think, a slot hall. Is it on Warm Springs?
Uh-huh.
Between Jones and Rainbow? I'm like, I like that T-Bird.
Yeah.
It's been gone forever. It was always quiet. They had good late-night food. They had, I think they were the Stromboli, right? And they probably had a calzone, too, but the Stromboli was
The chips and salsa, I think, was like $3 a night. It was great. Do you think...
This part of the show brought to you by...
Do you think...
Restaurant bar that doesn't exist.
I'm going to mention another place right now. If you have to beep it, you can. Do you... It turned out in a conversation today that me and Dan Mullen were having off the air...
Oh, look at you.
That we go to that we go to the same Starbucks.
Oh, really?
Will he change where he goes?
No. Okay. I think if you told that to someone else in UNLV management or brass, I think they would change it.
They would tell me can't go there anymore?
Yeah. You're not liked by everyone.
I know.
Some people get irked with you.
Sure. I know.
So I wouldn't give out a lot of information to Mullen moving forward.
Oh,
don't tell him where you frequent.
Well, he had just said like something, and I was like, oh, I forgot how it even came up, and we're like, oh yeah, we go to the same place.
I also feel like this is another Floyd Mayweather like reference because I always mention that you and Floyd both live in Sohi.
Sure,
not the same neighborhood.
True, but we both
not at all.
We both can walk to the Starbucks.
Oh, okay, I can go rampaging into your neighborhood. I would have to crash through gates at their neighborhoods.
But me to Floyd, I think, is further than...
Oh, it is?
Yeah. But Dan's closer to me than Floyd is.
Oh, well. You're chatting with him, and now you're calling him Dan.
Yeah.
Okay, some of the most ridiculous things that happened at the ESPYs. One, John Jones unretiring.
I'm sorry.
I cannot get off the fact that Dana White is planning on a card where he has to rely on John Jones to show up. In front of his pal, Trump.
And Connor.
And I made the joke yesterday. The weight on the wiener, that is a cinch. He's on the card now.
Sure. Why not throw him
like,
on there?
Not even a hesitation.
And getting photographed making out with a girl on the beach, too.
Reports. Wife D. Devlin is sticking by him.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm sure she was shocked by that development.
Yes. Like, we've gone over this 37 times, Connor. Please. And I'm not even talking about the weight on the wiener. The kissy
sure.
stuff in public.
Yeah.
Azalea Banks?
That was the DMs.
Do we know her?
I don't think everybody would know her for sure.
Do you like how she handled it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Do you think his defense would be, I've sent those pictures many times before.
I wouldn't try that one.
Yeah.
I
meant to her.
I think it's photoshopped.
Well, the way she mocked on him, that's probably the best thing he should do. That wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Photoshop.
I didn't even send a DM. I don't, you know, that's not my account.
Or he'll do what the greatest in the world do now, which is don't address it. Just let it
of course
fizzle into nothing.
Your fans don't apologize. Your fans are going to attack everybody anyway, which they did.
Yeah.
So
they did?
Of course.
What was the approach?
Liar. All that. Everything.
Oh, they attacked Azalea Banks.
Yeah.
Believe women. Not in Connor's world.
Yeah.
Connor kind of already owned up to this, though.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, on Twitter, Chael Sonnen, doing Chael Sonnen things, tweeted out kind of like a, not a response to anybody, he just tweeted out like instructions on how to tie the weight.
Oh, he did, because at first I saw Chael put something out, he's like, I can't stop watching. Now he actually gave advice on how to tie the weight.
It was just like a random tweet where Chael basically was like giving instructions on how to tie the weight without saying what the weight's getting tied to, and then Connor subtweeted it with just laughing emoji faces. So
it's all fun and games.
It's all fun and games, apparently.
Nice. Did you see Lindsey Vonn's dress? ESPYs.
No.
There's a link on the rundown. Okay. It was an absurd choice. Just asking for an issue with a wardrobe malfunction. She had a backup dress, though.
That's important.
I don't have a backup jacket today. I'm not that
concerned.
It's
a fairly high cut.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. I don't know what she expected to happen. There's no wind ever in L.A.?
Never.
Come on, Lindsay.
Did you think it was strictly inside? Or I think that was the whole point of wearing it.
All right. Grab bag's coming up in 10 minutes, but I do have some early grab bag items. First of all, if you ever met Maya Lesner, do you think she would try to intimidate you like her father does?
I don't think she'd have to try. I think she would.
Did you see the news of her nuptials?
I thought they just went Instagram official with their relationship. I don't know they got married.
They got engaged.
Okay.
Drew Moss.
Sure.
Fellow Big Fella. I'm not saying Maya Lesner's
San Francisco for.
Cofield and Company presents Grab Bag on ESPN Las Vegas.
Hey, girl.
Cofield, Adam Hill, closing it out, Mountain West Conference. Football Media Days. Want to see videos, especially shorts, of a lot of the stuff we did and long-form interviews with Eric Harper, the AD at UNLV, Dan Mullen, and other coaches around the Mountain West Conference. Check it out. YouTube, Cofield and Company. TikTok, Cofield and Company. Of course, Facebook, IG, everywhere. Did the radio gods just cut us off on purpose?
Yeah, they didn't like where that was going. That's fair.
Griffin was very excited to talk about Maya Lesner, Brock Lesnar's daughter, who is she's good at everything. At CSU, discus, hammer throw, shot put.
They're kind of all the same.
And she's getting married to a former CSU lineman who's with the Niners, Drew Moss. And we were just talking about just the physicality. Like, if you ever met her, she'd probably intimidate you like her dad does all the time.
No question.
Her dad does what? He's not active around MMA anymore, but he used to walk up to you and do what?
Well, he flinched a couple times at me.
Yeah. Did he ever slap you on the back?
No, I was hoping.
You were hoping? What, are you going to go down in a heap? Lawsuit.
Crumbled. Just crumbled right
through
the
floor. But you wouldn't. You're too big. You're not going to go down on that.
But I would have faked it.
But Maya Lesner and Drew Moss, we always talk about celebrity couples, celebrity power couples.
That's your favorite?
Well, I just, in the future, if they have kids, first of all, their kids should be gigantic and strong. And if they've, I don't know, Maya's probably a sweetheart, but if she's got any of her dad in her, because her dad is, I mean, I talk about it all the time. Her dad is like the biggest big guy around because he's always big guy.
Yeah.
You know, big guys, you're not, you're meek and inherit the earth.
Sure.
But there are a lot of big guys who are like, I'm big. I always want to intimidate people. Like, that's Brock Lesnar all the time. Like, dude, dial it down, all right? We know you're 6'3 and 314 pounds.
I feel like you talking about their future children is like starting to sound like John Brown, Amon Ross St. Brown's dad.
I don't. Is it really, in the case of John Brown, if he wants to say it, he said he actually thought about it. I understand how it can insult people.
He said it was his most important decision in finding a partner.
It actually, people should think through who they want to be with. Why, you don't think people, come on, how many?
I think it's zero consideration.
How many, stop, love schmov. If you go around town, all the wealthy families that, you know, you're aware of, do you see what happens oftentimes?
They find
they ain't marrying Cofields.
Yeah, they find other wealthy people.
Yes, you run in the same circles.
Right, but I don't think they're actively looking for breeding of
the breeding
athletes.
Part?
If you were, you wouldn't go with other rich people. That's not how you create an athlete.
Well, rich plus rich, athlete plus athlete.
Sure, but I, yeah, okay. But I think the rich to rich is just, it's A, running the same circles, and B, like, you know, wanting to make sure that somebody's not with you for money exclusively. It's like, hey, I want another person that's comfortable, so I know that that it's real. I get that part, but I just don't think finding a partner based on who you would breed the best athlete with is the proper way to
do it. I think some people think that way.
Okay. I actually don't think anybody should have kids, so that's totally different.
Well, we know your attitude on that.
Yeah.
I mean, I brought up the celebrity couple the other day, because often I talk about this often. Mike Moser and Tasha Swikert, I think they're still together.
Okay.
I mean,
it's going to be a good athlete.
Between his height and her athleticism, when you're gonna, you could have a 6'2 kid who's got a 58-inch vertical leap who could do flips all over the place. Is that the way it works?
If a gymnast had arms the length of Mike Moser's, how good would they be at the vault?
Griffin, have you learned something here today? You're not married. You're a big guy. Think about these things.
Yeah, I should have gone to CSU, and I could have dated Brock Lesnar's daughter. That's what I learned.
Well, I'll tell you this. Hey, if you want to fall in love, that's fine. Looking forward, whether it's for the athlete part of it or the success part of it, don't marry a female radio producer.
That's okay. All I'm looking for at the moment. What are you talking about?
No. Don't do it. Go in the back.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
You were or were not watching Love Island?
I've been avoiding it.
Okay.
I will be watching it at some point.
You don't want spoilers on that?
Nah, I'm definitely
watching
it. No, I'm probably going to do it on a couple plane rides I have coming up.
And you like the show?
In the past. I mean, I'm not obsessed with it. It's not the greatest, but apparently this season has been just unbelievable, and everybody's got obsessed with it.
Back in the back.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
And this is a big relationship day. Do we talk about Klay Thompson and MTS? Megan Thee Stallion?
He's still musty?
I knew you were going to make the reference.
I mean,
that one's hard to shake.
It is.
Who was it who said that? Was it Lisa Ann?
That sounds right.
Yeah. Allegations were, I guess she had been with a couple of Golden State Warriors and said someone on the Warriors was quite musty.
And everybody, through deductive reasoning, figured out who it was.
I'm guessing this proves that it's not the case.
I
don't think Megan Thee Stallion, who's incredibly attractive and pretty good size.
Well, she doesn't have,
although she's leaned out a lot.
She doesn't have the best choice in dudes, though.
What do you mean? Explain that for the audience.
I think the audience knows. I mean, it was a pretty high-profile situation with an ex.
She likes shooters. What's the big deal?
Good, that's fair.
Good one.
It's good.
Wow, I said earlier we had the best promo of the show. With Mike Palm, that might have been the best, although it's about a 7-second pop. Give Doug some more material here. Some other good lines on Megan Thee Stallion.
No, I think you can turn a 7-second clip into a promo.
What's that guy's name? Tory? What's his name?
Yes, Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez. Okay, I didn't want to blow his last name. Well, good for them. Klay Thompson deserves to be happy in his post-career, whenever that happens.
Yeah, he's still playing.
She did deliver, as she always does. She had mentioned about Klay Thompson, and they were very smitten last night at the ESPYs. Some PDA. The rapper said, "Oh, we met, and it was such a meet cute." What? I feel like it should be cute meet.
It's a meet cute is the term.
Okay, it was like a blanking movie, effing movie. I won't tell you how, but it was a movie. Wow, okay. Imagination. Thanks to the Mountain West Conference for having us come out here. Clearly, we close out strong with a grab bag and all relationship issues and stories around sports. Thanks to all the coaches who came out with us. Again, lots of material up on our YouTube page, video, shorts, TikTok, Facebook, IG. Adam, great job. Willie pitched in with a bunch of interviews and hosted the show yesterday. Tomorrow, we continue on the road. We'll be at Treasure Island, our Friday home. And you know, thank you to Mike Palm and Derek Stevens for hosting this whole thing at Circa Las Vegas. We'll see you.